Shama Lechem is for his friend, and should be a special source for Maras Yechi Lenishmas, Maras Esther Basrup Shmuel, Sus Yochevet Vega Bas Michal Yves Basia, Sus Hanagito Bas Naomi Eliza, Sus Tinok Ben Esther Michal. Says in the Gemara in Meseches Menachos, Kol Nevela B'treifim Menosh Min Avei Malo Yochilo HaKoyhanim Kohanim Tuvo Achli Yisrael Achli. So it says that every Nevela and Shreifa of an oven and Behemah to Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Kohanim shouldn't eat. Kohanim shouldn't eat it, but Yisraelim are allowed to eat it. So Rabbi Yochanan explains that Parsha Zu is going to be darshan in the future by Eliyahu HaNavi. You're right in Chinami, it's fair. What's that? Only Kohanim can eat it, but Yisrael can eat Nevelas and Shreifas. What does the Pasuk mean? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Parsha Zu Asir Eliyahu LaDarsh Eliyahu HaNavi. It's going to dash in this parsha. Ravina Amar, no, you need it. Koyhanim it's Tarichle. You need it to tell you about Koyhanim. How much more you might think that just that because we are Mati or Malika for Koyhanim, we are also Mati or Nevela and Shreva. So Kamash Malan, we are Mati or Malika, meaning a Kohen is allowed to eat a bird after he shechts it with his thumb, nail. But he's not allowed to eat a nevela and shreifa. So there's a chiddush by Kohanim. You would think we're matir malika, we're also matir nevela and shreifa. Come much more than that. So we already had a shiur, beautiful pilpul, to explain the sugya, and now we're going to go on a different derech. And we're going to explain why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like Ravina Zukimta. Rabbi Yochanan says it's an open question. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to dash in it. And Ravina says, no, you need it for a certain reason. You need it to tell us about Kohanim. It's a chiddush that Kohanim are now eating nevelas. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan like Ravina's reason? This is based in the Sefer Chiddushei Torah. This is in Parshas Emo. So the Torah Shlitzion in Drisha Aleph asks, and so too in the Sefer Kedushas Yamtiv, and that the Ravina says, "Sakadai tachmina hol vishri malika legabayu tishtori nami nevela." This is difficult. Mechi tesi lahati lu nevela. Mechi tesi that you're matir nevela. Chilas Kachim is an essay. The nevela is not mutter. It's pashat essay. Derech alois essay. The essay of eating kachim is derech alois essay of nevela. But we weren't mati or nevela. So nechitesi ni mati or nevela. Malika is an araya. Malika is essay derech alois essay. However, in the Chivas of Chedushi Arim in Yeridei in Siman Yutes, he asks, L'chayr, it's not shaykh to be mati or achilas isser or makoy mitzvah, mishum esay derech alayis esay. According to the Rabbanan who hold, I efshal et samtzeim af bidei odom. Nimsa shab achilas kzayis yish shnei tzadim l'isser. Tzadech at shem upachis, v'loi kiyem, v'ovar isser achilo, hatzi shab asim minat toira, and in tzad sheni, shem u yoysir mi kzayis. And he's eating too much, it's Achila Sisir, he's already Yotze. So these two tzadim make it Rov Leisir. We see in Taisen Chun, Chav Ches Amid Beis. So the Chayra, you can't be Matir Achila Sisir, but Makwa Mitzvah, I'll just say Deicha Leisir, because you have two tzadim that it's not going to be Mutter. You either eat a little bit too much or a little bit too little. If you eat a little bit too little, Chatzi Shirasa Minatari Yeremekai Mitzvah. If you eat a little too much, so too much you ate is also not a mitzvah, that's also not a veil. So then you have shalit samsim, you're not going to eat exactly. So meila, how's it shaykh to say, esay deich alayis to say by achila sisir? We just said before, no, it's an esay deich alayis to say. How can you say such a thing? Answers the chdush arim, they're not too tztadim le'isir. Because you can eat a kezayis with a little bit more, since by achila kezayis a mitzvah and mutam, you should esay deich alayis to say, a little bit more than a kezayis is batal b'roiv heter. Since you're reading it all together, you're not over any Yisr. Tshuvas Avnei Tzion from the great Goin, Muflog, Rebbe Tzion HaKohen Kan, he asks that still, how can we be samech lechatchila to be mevatel the Yisr al Kazayas and the Kazayas? Ein mevatel an Yisr lechatchila. Chele Gimel Simen Ayin Gimel Oizbeiz. Ayin Sham Nisefer HaNifla B'Yisr. Tshuvas Avni Tzion. I was in Williamsburg and I went special to the son of the author's house to buy the Sfarim. So the Chiddush Arim's Teretz doesn't seem to be a good Teretz. He says, no, it's Beseda, read a little bit more in it. It's going to be Batal Barov. Ma Piton? Inan Mevatal Eslechat Chila. So we can answer, based on what the Pri Megodim says in the Psycho Koilelis de Hilchas Pesach, that Chatzi Shir Bebal Yehoi is Mutter. Since Chatzi Shir is Asher Mishum Siog, and Bal Yehoi is also out Siog, like the Tashbis writes and the Ran writes, for Siog with Siog, even the Torah wasn't Geyser, certainly not Chazal. So therefore, you don't have to worry about a Chatzi Shir Bebal Yehoi, because Chatzi Shir is out Siog. Bal Yehoi is out Siog. It's a fence. A Chatzi Shir is a fence. You shouldn't eat it. You shouldn't have a whole shir. And Bal Yehoi is a fence. You shouldn't come to eat it. So, a fence to a fence you don't make, so Chatzi Shir is mutter. Kedavar hazeh yishloi margam, and not that ain't mevat l'nisim mechatchila. It's a gzeira. Like it says in the Sefer Yitav Lev, the author of the Yitav Lev writes in his Tshuvas Heshiv Moshen, Simen Lamed Ches, that you're not allowed to be mevat l'isir mechatchila, shelo yavo lidei noisim tam, because it might come to give tam. Once it comes to give tam, you're in big trouble. So therefore, l'chatchila, don't be mevat l'isir. Since Ein Mevat L'Nisr Chil is only Mishum Siyag, so we could say by a Chatzi Shir, it's not Shaykh the same Mevat L'Nisr Chatchila, because that would be a Siyag of Siyag. A Chatzi Shir is a Siyag. Ein Mevat L'Nisr Chatchila is a Siyag. Siyag of Siyag, we don't say. So Mutter Levat L'Chatchila. And for Renfati, Kasha of the, we had in the Chedush Arim, how can you eat a little bit more than the Kizayis? He said it's the Batal Baroiv, Ein Mevat L'Nisr Chatchila. So how can you say that? So the answer is, you're allowed to in this case, because what are you being Mevat L'Chatchila? Ben Bitzvat L'Nisr Chil is Vishum Siyog. You're being Mevat L'Pachas Mikizayis. So Siyog L'Siyog, Siyog L'Siyog, it's not a problem. So Chatzi Shir, Mutter Levat L'Chatchila. So now, Hadir Kushas Hadoresh L'Tziyuin V'Hakadusha Siyomtev L'Duchto. Where do you get that you can be matir a nevela Where do you get that you could be matir and avela for koyhanim? That they were matir malika for koyhanim is because the essay of achilas kotchim is doicha d'loisa say of nevela. So we never matir and nevela, just mitzvah mechay essay doicha d'loisa say. And they'll say, no. It's not alta essay doicha d'loisa say. Can't be alta essay doicha d'loisa say. Because you're reading a little bit more. Again, what was the kasha of the Dorish Letzion? The Dorish Letzion and the Kedush Siyom Tov asked that Mehechi Teisi that we were Matir Nevela. It's midin essay der chalaisis. And you can't say that there's a little bit more than a kizayis, shein boy achilas mitzvah. And there is an iser of nevela, and it's not shaykh to say essay der chalaisis, because that's bata baroiv heter. And it's mutar lechatchila to eat it, is like we said, it's a siyag l'siyag. So why do we need a pasuk to be matir kohanim to eat an why do we need a pasuk to be matir kohanim to eat an avela? Don't bring Mariah from Malika there. It's mitzad esei teicha leisusei. Even a little bit more is mitzad esei teicha leisusei because it's batal b'roiv heter. Now the Rashba writes in a tshuva in chelak aleph simin tof lamites that chatzishir aser minat Torah because it says leisechul kol nevela, since it says kol. And it doesn't say neve lo yisrechlu. Pasuk is teaching us that even if there's no shila achila, lo yisrechlu. Ayin sham v'tshuvas harashba. It doesn't say neve lo yisrechlu. It says kol lo yisrechlu kol neve. Even if there's not a shira achila, you're not allowed to eat it. However, the Yerushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Nevei L'Rabbis HaTreifet. So the call is to be Rabbi Mar B'Treifa. L'Fizeh, according to the Rashba, that the Pasuk is to tell us, Chatzi Shir Neveila, the Chatzi Shir B'Neveila is an Isser that's in the Torah. Not al tsiyag, and if so, benevela, even a chatzis shir, you're not mevatel lechatchila. Hashem came to Rabbi Yochanan, who darshins in the Yerushalmi, kol nevela, rabbis had shreife, chatzis shir benevela is only aser al tsiyag. Shalai yochal shir shalem. Like Rabbi Yochanan says in Shaz Bavli, chatzis shir aser mishim tochazi litztarufei. It's only a siyag. Since it's only a siyag, according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzis shir v'neveila mutar lebatel min haTorah. It's a siyag. We said if it's only al siyag, you're allowed to be mevatel lechatzis shir. So based on this, we can answer why Rabbi Yochanan didn't like Ravina's teretz. Since Rabbi Yochanan that we need the pasuk for Dafti to tell us about kohanim and alati nevelas. Because you might think we're Matir Malika, we're also Matir Nevela. So the reason Rabbi Yochanan didn't like it is Pashat. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzis Shir de Nevela is Aser Machmas Siyag, that you should need a whole Shir, Chazil Tzterufe. So Chatzis Shir de Nevela, since it's only Mishum Siyag, you're allowed to be Mevat Lechatchila. Because a double Siyag, Chatzis Shir is Mishum Siyag. And in Mevat Lenis Lechatchil is Mishum Siyag. So, since there are two Siyags, you're allowed to be Mevat Lechatchil. Chatzis Shir. Then the Kasha is, what about the Dorish L'Tzion's Kasha? Me'echi Teisi Lahatir Neveila Mikoyach Heter Malika. Maybe that that we were Matir Malika is because Esei Teich Aleisis say. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole thing is Achilas Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to be Mevatel this little bit Lechatchila. So the Heter is going to be, Esei is going to be Mispatel Beheter. And then the whole thing you're reading is a Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yol Tchatzi Shinevel is Aser Machmas Siyag. And then Mevatel is Achilas Mishum Siyag, double Siyag. Double Siyag means Mutter. We're not gonna make this double gather. So Memela, you're allowed to eat a shear of a Kizayis and a little of Esedecha Leisase, and you're also allowed to eat a little bit more, because that little bit more is going to be Batel in the Roiv of Heter. And therefore, you have no source that you can be Matir Nevela. Because by Malika, it's Alts Mitzvah. You're reading it, Achilas Kachim, and say, Derech HaLeitz say, but there's no source for other Nevelas. So Rabbi Yochanan was bothered, and why does the Torah have to say for Kohanim, to also eat Nevelas? What's the Chiddush by Kohanim? Kohanim are never allowed to eat Nevelas, just like Yisraelim are never allowed to eat Nevelas. So what's the Chiddush by Kohanim? And don't tell me Malika, because Malika is Alts say, Derech HaLeitz say. Because it's Achilas Mitzvah. And since it's Achilas Mitzvah, that Achilas Mitzvah is Doicha Yisr. There's no Heter. It's not that the Malika is Mutter. It's only here because it's a Mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yechanan. So he's Babit. So what do you mean Kohanim are not allowed to eat? Why would you think Kohanim are allowed to eat Nevelis? It says Rabbi Yechanan. Hashem came to Ravina. He holds. Like we saw from the Rashba, that we have a pasuk to be marbe chatzi shir b'nevela. Le'sochu kol nevela. So if he's going to go with the shita of the Rashba, Rashba came much later. But if you say the Ravina holds like the Rashba, it's gevaldik. So it turns out that it's an iser d'oraisa tira chatzi shir nevela, and therefore you're not allowed to be mevatel that iser lechatchila, because not al tziag this chatzi shir. Asur min hatorah, it's us from the pasuk, not al tziag. If there's an Isser Nevela, you're not allowed to do an Achila of Mitzvah. Because if Shalit Samson, you can't eat exactly a Kedayis, eat a little bit more, and Mevatel an Isser Lechatchila. So what's Bechlal they had there for Kohanim to eat from Malika? The answer is that there's a head there from Malika. Ishtari Malika, here they're allowed to eat a nevela. It's not al tzasei techalai, it's because he doesn't allow it. Because you can't eat exactly a shear. So it must be that here there's a special heter to eat out from Malika. So once we're matir Malika in the Mikdash, we're maybe, says Ravina, but matir Malika in general. So kamashmala, no, kohanim are not allowed to eat nevelas. So that would be the machlekes Ravina and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, it's an open question. Aser aliyah ledosha. I really don't get it because Malika is not a raya for anything. Because Malika, he's eating out Achilas Mitzvah. Esay Deicha Leis is saying a little bit more, Mevatlan is Lechatchila, because there are two Siagim here. And Mevatlan is Lechatchila and Chatzi Shir. So maybe the whole thing's Achilas Mitzvah, it's Deicha Leis is saying, so there's no Heter from Malika. But Ravina holds, no. You're not allowed to be Mevatlan is Lechatchila, because the Yisr of Nevela, the Yisr of Chatzi Shir, is learned from the Pasuk. So it's only one Siag of Ein Mevatlan is Lechatchila. So you wouldn't be allowed to be mevatel a little bit of the Tosefis on top of the Kezias. So you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. You wouldn't be allowed to eat from Malika. So how taka do we allow the mitzvah? So how taka do we allow you? So it must be, we're a matir nevela. Even though it's a nevela, it wasn't shechted properly, we're still matir. So for matir Malika, why don't we matir nevela in general? It's kamash in the pasuk, we're not matir nevela in general. So that's the another possible mahalich. The machlok is between Rabbi Yechon and Ravina and sweet friends. In case you worry, don't, because we have noch tzmei mahalchim to say. It's a lot more mahalchim, but maybe at least two more. I hope we get to a lot more. Beli neder. We should be zeicha. In the meantime, it's very geschmack. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, sweetest friend.